of the Future Investment Initiative opens in Riyadh with eyes firmly set on the new global order. South China Morning Post, I'm not going to go through the entire story, but Saudi Arabia reaffirms energy ties with China amid U.S. fears over oil cuts. This just, I'm showing you this story today because this is out of Hong Kong, letting you know this thing is still reverberating.
Yes.
The Saudis are angry at Joe Biden, and they're not backing down. Doc, let's see, I guess today was the opening of the, what they call the Davos in the desert.
Right.
And I watched a few minutes of it. We have access to it through live video. And I watched a few minutes of it. I think we're going to spend tomorrow talking about it. But the theme is a new global order.
Yes.
And this is number 25, Al Arabiya News, sixth edition of the Future Investment Initiative opens in Riyadh with eyes firmly set on the new global order.
So,
but don't say global order, that would make you a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist.
Even though they put it on the brochures and put it on the website and say, we're establishing a new world order. And as we've discussed here numerous times over the past several weeks, there are competing world orders that are being generated now. There's the Western world order. It's changing from what it has been to something different. There's this new world order that the Saudis are working with. The Chinese have their vision of a new world order. And even the Russians are talking about a new social world order. Yeah. And so there are going to be competing world orders, regional ones and maybe even a, you know, bifurcal one, mm-hmm. you know, two major ones competing over the next few years. Eventually, there's going to be one. Yes. But for now, they're going to fight it out.
Yes. And the one will be Luciferian.
Yes.
That's the one Satan himself will direct through the embodiment of a man that we commonly call the Antichrist. I want to give you a little